What was a good singer?
You said you hit me back with that
Floaties.
provokes. You said that I. You said that does provoke something. It provokes my gag reflex. And I
Yeah.
said you still have a gag reflex
You're so
on
funny. Sit down. The other night, you are on top of me as you like to be. And you're grinding on me, and you pull out and come all over me, which I enjoy. Like, I very, very, very much enjoy. See, I like seeing it. Like, it's a visual thing for me. Like, I really like seeing how much you come. Like, I like it when you come a lot because it makes me feel like I did a really good job. I don't know. I don't know. It's like how well I did is depend is like how well I feel that I did is dependent on how much you come. Even though that's probably there's no correlation whatsoever. It's pretty much just what you got left in you, right?
I think so. That's probably right. Yeah.
So like, wait. Okay. So sorry. I'm just gonna take this on a side tangent and just ask a side question, but it just came to my head. So how like what's the most amount of times that you've masturbated in a day?
I could probably get like 4 out in one day.
4?
Yeah, I could get 4 like that would produce like a little bit of, you know.
And
goo.
How like in the fourth one, is
yeah.
there like a is there like very little that comes
almost,
out?
Almost none. Yeah, you'll get like
almost
a,
none.
Yeah, like a wink like a penny amount, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, a little wink of
okay, so the first one comes out nice and big and
yeah.
then as they go on there's like pretty much no cum that comes after that.
You're tapping all your resources.
Yeah.
You got nothing
you're
left.
Okay. So that's very interesting, and I'm very happy I know that now. So, but I know that you have a lot that's just compiled inside of you. You've been stockpiling it for me, and I feel very gracious to take it. So as I'm taking your load, it just comes to my mind and it makes me think and wonder if you've ever tasted your own cum. And so I asked you if you had, and you said...
I said I had not, no.
Okay, so are you being like, there's none that like ever just like fell on your finger and you forgot and you like put your finger in your mouth and you're like, oh, I just realized that I did that. And now I'm really grossed out by it. And now I'll never tell anyone ever again. Not even my wife when she asks me on her podcast.
No, if it had happened like that and it was accidental and I felt like I could identify the taste of semen or sperm, then I would say, yeah, I definitely had that experience. I did not have that experience. And if you had me do like a blindfolded test of 4 different, like one's kombucha, you know, one's gyoza sauce, whatever the fuck, all these different things, I wouldn't be able to pick out semen from like a blindfolded taste test. But
that's actually really interesting. I feel like I should, like, we should do that taste test. With me, actually. And like, you try and like simulate the taste of sperm. And, like, I see which one's the real one. Although now that I'm thinking about it, I just want to throw up. And I don't think I would let you put any of them in my mouth. Because, like, you know, it's just not my favorite. It's not appetizing. It's not like I'm like, you know what I didn't have today that I'm really, really craving? Sperm in my mouth. Yum, yum. Okay, so now that we know that that doesn't happen... So you say that you've never tasted your own sperm, so
no.
Your own cum. And then, so I asked him if you would.
And we got into a bargaining thing whereby I said, well, if I do this, can I then have something in return?
And I said yes, just to see if you would do it. And you almost did it. You almost put your own sperm in your mouth.
Sure.
And I've obviously our viewers know that the reward for that was really great, but I was never going to do it. So I felt really bad.
She offered me sex in return for tasting my own cum.
So we all know how great sex, I mean, we all in this room know how great sex with me is. And I mean, to be honest, there's a few other people that know. I mean, I was no virgin when I came into this relationship, but we're never going to talk about that. Ever. And I don't ever want to talk about. Yeah, let's not get into that right now. That was a tangent that's meant for a later podcast. You almost did it. And so I applaud that. I'm really actually, it made me feel good to know that you are so infatuated with me that you were willing to do it, but also that you're super adventurous and that you, what did you say? You're willing to do anything once, right?
Sure, I'll try anything.
But
no problem.
I like to say I'll try anything a few times.
Definitely one of your hallmarks.
Yeah. you almost did it. And so I applaud that. I'm really actually, it made me feel good to know that you are so infatuated with me that you were willing to do it, but also that you're super adventurous and that you, what did you say? You're willing to do anything once, right?
Sure, I'll try anything.
But
no problem.
I like to say I'll try anything a few times.
Definitely one of your hallmarks.
Yeah. But you're like, I'll do it. I'll try anything once. You know, if I don't like it, then I won't try my own sperm ever again.
Probably not.
I don't think it would ever come up again. I think once you try it the one time.
There will be other opportunities down the road.
I don't think you're going to be asking me like, hey, do you want to share some of that? Are you going to finish that?
We're fighting over the last of it.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, I know you had a taste, but this is all for me now. It must be like, imagine like you tried it and then you consented. You were like, that was actually really good.
In your mind, I'm enjoying it and needing it again. I mean, like, I'd like to experience this not just once on a dare with a really nice incentive, but on the regular for fun because I'm into it.
But this makes me wonder now if there are people out there who actually enjoy the taste of cum. Like, there are people out there who eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
But no. Like, have you ever seen the show My Strange Addiction?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the show... Wait, what? How have you gone through life without seeing MTV's My Strange Addiction? It's addictive. Because you see these people with these, like, really bizarre addictions. So, like, this one guy is... obsessed with, like, blow-up pool toys. And he blows up, like, dragons and, like, dolphins. And he has this relationship. He comes home and he has dinner with his blow-up pool toys. And it's very bizarre, but so captivating and super entertaining. And, like, there's other episodes where people, like, eat, like, dryer sheets.
Dryer sheets, yeah.
People eat dryer sheets.
So that and Tide Pods?
So, well, Tide Pods, I think, is just a dare thing on the internet. And I think it's a really stupid dare thing on the internet. But, like, people actually have an addiction to eating. It's, like, a comforting thing. So I'm just wondering if anybody's ever, like, people like weird things. Like, people eat, like, 100-year-old eggs. Come on, like, who actually wants to eat that? If you don't have to eat that now, why would you eat that? It's so weird. Like, no, thank you. But, are there people out there who enjoy the taste of cum and who regularly make sure that they ingest, like, a certain amount of cum a day?
Probably they would be adult film stars, most of them.
I don't think so.
Or like, adult film.
Just because they're adult film stars.
Co-stars.
Co-stars. The fluffer girls.
Right, you know.
They really enjoy the taste of cum. I don't think because you're a porn star, you necessarily love the taste of cum.
You can really
like, I think
you can live
it's
with
a,
it.
I think you're sexually attracted by certain things like getting cummed on and like maybe like if you like getting facials and stuff like that. I personally am not into the facial thing because God forbid you get it in my eye and I get pink eye and I would flip out. I would flip the fuck out. It would be the worst thing ever. It would be the end of our relationship. Or in my hair so it gets all crusty. I don't like that. Like there's like a trajectory zone within my body where you can come. And that's like boobs down, I feel is safe. Like everything else I can wash in the shower or like have like a little rinse and I'm fine. I don't have to get my hair wet. I don't have to doesn't ruin my makeup. I'm fine.
So boobs down.
Boobs down. I feel like you know that though.
I could come on your feet and you'd be okay with that.
I mean, if you feel like I love, do it if you want to. If you're into it, you can come on my feet. I like it when you touch my feet. I can imagine like the feeling that my foot, like it, the feeling on the bottom of my foot when like the cum comes on it. That would feel good. I wouldn't mind that.
Okay, so then I'm less likely now to want to taste my own cum because I think it's kind of gross.
You think it's gross?
And emasculating, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And then I'm more likely to do something that you might actually enjoy, like pull out and then cum on your feet, like on the arch of your foot.
Okay. Well, that's one way we can do it. But I'm still think that you should try cum. I think that like, why is it that I've tried cum and a man who secretes the thing, and I know what you might be thinking, hey, Alex, have you ever tasted your vagina?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
For sure. 100%. First of all, you go down on me and then you kiss me. And
sure.
Right there. Mm-hmm. And I taste amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And sometimes when I'm not feeling like I might, like, you know, I would never recommend a restaurant. I wouldn't eat. I've never eaten that, right? Like, if I don't know the restaurant, like, what the food's like, I'm not going to recommend it.
Alex's vagina,
and
four
so
stars.
Sometimes, four out of what?
Excuse me, five stars.
Okay, no. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.
I'm going to edit it out.
But I would never recommend a restaurant I've never eaten at. So I sometimes, when I'm feeling less than fresh, let's say like I've worked out, which never happens, so let's not say that. Let's say that it's been, like I've worked during the day, that I've worked, that I've had like a 12-hour work day, let's say. And I come home and you want to go down on me. And I'm like, I haven't showered yet. And I'm so lazy. I'm so not showering. And then so I'll just like kind of like put my finger in there and see what it tastes like.
Like a dipstick to
like,
see.
Yeah.
What's
I'll
the
like
state of
I'll
affairs.
Like taste it.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird. See, what I think is carries a lot of weight in cum is that like you can get somebody pregnant with this. There's some article I read recently that said male semen can carry 23 different viruses.
Ew.
I know. It's horrifying to think about, but the actuality is that there's a lot of life in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you said, tasting your like vaginal glisten is one thing. In my opinion, that's not that big of a deal. And most of what comes out of here isn't sperm. Sperm is a tiny part of the semen, which holds all the goo together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Semen is just kind of like the vessel, let's say.
Right.
So most of that isn't probably sperm, but like enough of it is. And if you told me that you ate one of your ova, then I might say, you know what? If you eat one of your fallen ova that like descended down your fallopian tube,
no, thank you.
I would eat one of my sperm.
No. No, that's disgusting.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's not what you have to eat. Like,
but that's my point, though. It's if you put them, you know, side by side.
Yeah, but it's not the same. But in context, it's not the same thing. I know that, like, it actually is the same thing.
Right.
That sperm and ova are the same thing. And you should see what I'm doing with my hands right now. It's really sexual. But what I'm saying is that they come together, right? They're the same thing. Except I'm talking about the act. Like, women actually have to, like, taste your cum. Like, some women, like, some guys like it when they come in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, women are, I don't think I've ever met a woman who hasn't tasted cum.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, but I think I've met most or every man who hasn't tasted an ova.
So what you're saying is there's a double standard here. We're creating this stuff and we're not tasting our own wares.
Yeah. Why do I have to taste it? Why can't you taste it?
So first of all, let the record reflect with all of our wonderful listeners here. I've never once come in your mouth.
The two listeners.
Yeah. Where I said I have to come in your mouth. If you made me come with your mouth, maybe I came in your mouth. But, like, I've never said I have to come in your mouth.
No, you personally.
No.
No.
Some guys, I agree, that's a priority.
Okay, fine. So then you're saying that you personally don't have to taste cum. Because
right.
You've never told me that I have to taste your cum.
Right. If you've tasted my cum, it was, like, incidental and part of an ongoing, you know...
A battle.
Romantic
thing. One day... Okay, so then let's make this pact, okay? So if one day cum accidentally enters my mouth, okay, then you have to taste it too.
I will agree to those terms.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I feel comfortable ending this episode.